Good afternoon and welcome to the Marcus Today End of Day Report. My name is Henry Jennings. It is Thursday, the 26th of August. And for the day, the ASX 200 closed down 41 points, 74.91, off the lows and off the highs, down 0.5%. We had a high today of 75.29 and a low of 74.77. Still a relatively narrow range, very much waiting for Jackson Hole. And in the meantime, we can amuse ourselves with the corporate results that have been dropping today. In terms of winners, today we have seen some good gains today for the likes of FINEOS, FCL, the stock code. They're up 15.5%. We saw Blackmores up 15.5% as well. BKL, the code there. Not even bad volume today for Blackmores. CCX, up 10.4%. City Chic is the stock there. HMC, Home Consortium, rose 8.4%. UNI, Universal Store, rose 7.8%. ACL, which is Australian Clinical Labs, up 7.1%. OCL, Objective Corp, up 6.1%, not great volume there, only 91,000 shares. And Calix having a good bounce back today, up 5.5%. In the losers circle today, we have seen Appen, APX, absolutely destroyed today, down 21.4%. Hard to believe that this stock was trading around $44 a year ago. It is now under $11. Link Administration, LNK, also a big loser today, down 12.6%. A2 Milk got creamed, down 11.8% today. And IOOF, IFL, the stock code there, down 10.4% on its results. And Jumbo Interactive, JIN, fell 10.2% on its results and an acquisition. Platinum Management, rounding out the fallers, 9.6% to the downside. PTM, the stock code there, after broker downgrades in that one. Positive sectors today, there weren't too many. The banks managed to eke out again, but only really because Commonwealth Bank rose 0.7%. The rest of the banks a bit sloppy. We had NABs down 0.5%, ANZ pretty much unchanged, and Westpac down 0.5% as well. So the big bank basket rising to 182.98, but predominantly by CBA's rise. In terms of other stocks doing well today, we did see a little bit of a skew towards some of the defensives. The likes of Telstra up 0.8. We saw GMG Logistics, Goodman Group up 1.1%, and Wesfarmers bouncing back up 1.2%, as well as Woolies up 0.4% following their results today. Negative sectors, though, we did see some selling across the board, really, and there were some standouts, mainly driven by corporate results. But we had BHP down 1.2%, Rio down 1.4%, Fortescue down 1.4%, gold miners also coming under pressure, Newcrest down 3.3%, Northern Star down 2.9%, and Chalice down 0.9%. The Alltech index fell slightly today, down 0.8%. We had Xero down 0.3%, Afterpay falling just around 1%, and WiseTech hanging on to yesterday's gains, up 18 cents or 0.4% to 46.68. Gold slipping to 24.61. We have Bitcoin off their recent rally. It seems to be dissipating somewhat. 47.426. $47,426. The Aussie dollar firmed to 72.63. The 10-year yield rallied up to 1.18%. In Asian markets, we had Tokyo pretty much flat, unchanged. Hong Kong down 1.2%. China down 0.6%. Dow futures currently showing down 22. Nasdaq futures down 25. Very much waiting for Jackson Hole. In other stocks on the move today, we saw Ardent Leisure doing well after their results. ALG, the stock code there, up 21.6%. And Swoop, SWP, a relatively new entrant to the game, up 20.2% after their results. Calix bounced 5.5%. They had an investor briefing the other day, and it seems the market seems to like that one. And HMC, which is Home Consortium, continues to go well as they transition to becoming an asset manager, up 8.4% today. In other news, BET, Betmakers, fell 6.6%. Looks like they were Ladbrokes today. And Reese, Plumbing supplies down 7.5% today on broker downgrades. And IEL, IDP, which had a massive share placement by the universities last night, handled by Macquarie amongst others. The stock rose 2.2% today. I think it was around a $1.14 billion share placement there, removing that overhang. WiseTech rose 0.4% today. They held on to the gains, but Kogan couldn't reverse the trend they've seen in the last few days, down another 1.39%. Afterpay down around 1%. Zip results round up after that, the reaction there, down around 1%. And we saw Synlait, SM1 at the stock code there, down 4.7%. They supply the milk for A2, so they tend to follow them down. They got creamed as well. Platinum were also easier. PTM is the stock code there. Platinum asset down 9.6% on some broker downgrades coming through for that one as well. Speculative stock of the day was an amazing stock, Cunico, which is a spin-off from Vulcan Energy, VUL, the stock code there. These guys were the spin-off of the Norwegian exploration assets looking for battery metals and using a zero carbon approach, which is all well and trendy. This was an IPO at 20 cents that listed on Tuesday. It hit a high today of $3.60 and a low of 80 cents, closing at $2.17, up 183.66%, all on the back of an announcement that it was starting exploration in the ground that they have got. So make of that what you like, but certainly a sign of things getting a little bit out of control, a little bit of FOMO-ish there. In corporate news today, in a little more detail, let's go through some of the major ones. A2 Milk was down 11.8%. It reported full-year net profit, 80.7 million. Consensus was 93.4 New Zealand dollars. Revenue, 1.2. One which missed consensus slightly of 1.23 billion. EBITDA 123 versus 545.3 NZ dollars a year ago. And the board has considered capital management, decided not to return capital to shareholders. They are preserving balance sheet strength. The outlook remains challenging and uncertain, and it will take time to recover. And the company recognises the need to change its approach in light of the significant market changes and comprehensive process to review its growth strategy is underway. It doesn't appear they have much of a growth strategy, to be quite honest. Stock fell 11.8%. Endeavour Group, EDV, the recently hived off alcohol and pokey and hotel business from Woolies, fell 2.22%. Full year net profit, $445 million. Consensus was pretty much in line. Group sales was pretty much in line with consensus as well. Final dividend, 7 cents. Management comment on the outlook. Entering a new year with a robust balance sheet and a significant number of opportunities. Stock doing not much today, down 2.2% on that. Flight Centre, though, rose just over 4%. It lost $500 million profit before tax, or rather loss before tax. Consensus was about 488.5, but it is targeting a return to profitability in both corporate and leisure during FY22. So we'll see, but certainly hope winning out there over reality. Not in a position to provide FY22 guidance given the uncertainty with COVID lockdowns, etc. Ardent Leisure Group reports full year net profit 86.9. A year ago it was 136.1. Net profit consensus was 102.3. Revenue 390.7. Year ago 398.3. So good reckoning there for Ardent, which rose quite significantly today. They had a good day. They were up 21.6%. Qantas Airways as well having a better day, despite the fact that they lost 2.35 billion. That was their statutory loss. Revenue 5.93 billion, consensus 5.75 billion, no dividend paid. Progress is ahead of schedules in benefits delivered in FY21. Recent outbreaks and associated domestic border closures are expected to have an impact in the order of 1.4 billion on the group's underlying EBIT in first half 22. So clearly investors taking some optimism from Alan Joyce's hopes that the vaccination levels will allow Qantas to resume international travel at the end of this year. Good luck with that, Alan. Ramsay Health Care was up 1.7%, reported full-year statutory net profit, $449 a year ago, $284. Revenue was better, $13.3 billion, consensus around $13 billion. So not a bad effort outlook for them. The surgical backlogs and latent demand for non-surgical services are expected to continue to drive volume as countries emerge from lockdowns. The stock rose 1.77% today. Woolies up nearly half a percent, reported full-year net profit $1.97 billion. Consensus was $2.04. Revenue $67.28. Consensus around $66.85. So beating that slightly. Final div $0.55. And expect continued progress in FY22 on strategic priorities. And more importantly, it launched a $2 billion off-market buyback. Link Administration fell 12.6% today. LNK, the stock code there, reported full-year operating EBIT 141.4. Consensus was 147.8. Don't disappoint is the message there. Final div, 5.5 cents, fully franked. Outlook was for low single-digit revenue growth. So market clearly not liking that, whacking at 12.6%. City Chic had a good day today, up 10.4%. Full-year underlying profit was 24.9, bang in line. Revenue was slightly higher, but they did say the first 8 weeks of FY22 had continued to deliver strong top line and competitive store growth. So not a bad effort there. Appen, though, got absolutely smacked today. They were down 21.4%. First half adjusted EBITDA was $27.7 US. Market was going for $32.1. They're also acquiring Quadrant Global for $25 million upfront and $20 million in earnout potential. The underlying profit 12.5 versus a year ago 19.3. The interim dividend of 4.5 cents per share partly franked. Not much happening on the economic front and Asian markets weaker. European markets pointing to a weaker opening as well. Kamala Harris has finished up her Asian tour. And it's 1 month to go until the German elections when Angela Merkel will no longer be the head of Germany and we will get a new German leader. Angela Merkel has been there for 16 years. So that's going to be a significant change for Europe's biggest economy. Jackson Hole kicks off tonight virtually. Jerome Powell speaking tomorrow. The theme for Jackson Hole is macroeconomic policy in an uneven economy. Showstopper topic. That's it for me today. Thanks very much for listening and have a great evening.